Welcome to The Brains Behind It, the official podcast of brainhackers.com. The source for smart strategies to improve your life, one brain hack at a time. In this podcast, we talk to the leaders and innovators behind great organizations and find out the secret to their success. Here's your host, editor-in-chief of brainhackers.com and two-time Guinness record holder for memory, Dave Farrow.
Hey there, Brain Hackers. Dave Farrow here. I've got a Brains Behind It. I'm talking with Rachel Carew, and we're talking today about perfectionism and how to overcome it. Hey, Rachel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So you're an author, you're a coach, you do the whole infopreneur business where you have a number of clients. But really, your latest book is all about kind of your personal journey about how perfectionism kind of ruined your life, right?
It definitely hindered it for quite a while.
Okay. I've heard this of a lot of successful people where they quit what they're doing for a long time. What was your story really quickly?
Sure. So my first passion was singing. And really that tied to a value of mine of creative self-expression. I went to the very famous school called the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, didn't get accepted into their second year program, thought I must suck at this. I was 18 years old and really turned my back on performing for over 20 years. All of that changed about 11 years ago. I was in a car accident and was in physical therapy where I saw a flyer for a workshop called Joy of Singing. I took that workshop and that reconnected me to that creative part of myself, and also started integrating the message around being a recovering perfectionist as well as the power of vulnerability in my coaching and my speaking. And as a result, wrote an autobiographical self-help book and produced a CD of songs, both titled Stepping Into More.
All right. So basically what you're saying is that people who are perfectionists, they get one or two setbacks and they want to quit because they can't handle, I guess, the negative side. And you'd say that that's one of the worst things you can do, I suppose. I mean, I often talk a lot about grit, about perseverance, and some of the most successful people in the world, they've failed more times than you can count, but the fact that they, get back up and succeed again, is important. It reminds me of Elon Musk. I remember there was this astrophysicist who was talking to him when he was like in college or something like that, and he was talking about someday wanting to create like a rocketry program. Elon Musk was talking about this like in the early days, probably in the early days of PayPal. Musk was like a founder of PayPal. Anyways, the astrophysicist said, "I knew far more about rocketry and space science than he did, but he was willing to make a lot more mistakes than I would, and of course now look at where we're at. Musk, runs SpaceX and he's revolutionizing space." So is that kind of the lesson, that perfectionism can ruin you, and don't be a perfectionist about it?
Yes. And to piggyback on that, at an even deeper level, perfectionism is really a mask. And that mask is, if I can have the illusion of being perfect, then people won't see behind that illusion is some sort of either judgment, shame, fear that I have about myself.
Do you think a lot of people do that online, like Facebook or Instagram? They're just like fake versions of themselves?
In a sense, and that could be tied to perfectionism. Maybe not. It could also be tied to a lot of other factors.
Narcissism and things like that. No, but I mean, like that's in the social media world that we live in, a lot of people get depressed, especially young people, because they see images of
perfection. Right? And basically the result of that is that it creates a disconnection within ourselves as well as with others. Because when we put up that facade, if you would, it actually creates a wall between us and other people, because people can't relate, because it's not authentic. So really the message is, how can you be your authentic self and be willing to be vulnerable in the proper setting? Because that vulnerability is actually powerful and brings connection within ourselves and within others.
So give us a tip on if somebody is struggling with perfectionism, what they can do right now. Give us like one or two tips of the, you said you talked about the brain and how that ties in?
Well, basically, anytime that we experience any type of emotional trigger, our amygdala, which is the most primitive part of the brain, the fight, flight, or freeze part of the brain, kicks in. So that would pertain to having a trigger around being perfect in any given moment. The thing is that the brain lies to us all the time. And when that amygdala is hijacking us, it actually is thinking that what's happening in the moment reminds the brain of something that happened years ago, which might have no relevance to what's happening now. And our neocortex, the thinking part of our brain, is not being activated when the amygdala is. So one immediate thing somebody can do when they have an emotional trigger is, first of all, is to recognize they're being triggered. And notice what's happening physically, notice what you're telling yourself, notice the feelings without getting sucked into it, and then start going for the facts. What are the facts? What can I actually hear, taste, touch, smell, see in this moment, so that you start engaging the thinking brain again? And one other quick tip is, when you notice that you're being hijacked, if you even just start to take some nice, slow, deep breaths, that is extremely helpful, because not only when the amygdala hijack is happening, we're not using our neocortex, but we also tend to go into shallow breathing or no breathing, which shuts off circulation to the brain. So we're not at full capacity. So when you start to take those nice slow deep breaths, it starts to get that circulation back into the brain, and it gives you a chance to reconnect to the neocortex.
And breathing also affects your sympathetic nervous system, which calms down, you know, your energy as well. All right. So now, what do you say to somebody, if you know somebody who's a hyper perfectionist, what do you say to them? You know, like everything you say is going to put them on the defense, right? So how do you say to somebody, like, you know, get over it, or, you know, your perfectionism is actually hurting you? How do you bring that up? So it's like a friend or something.
Yeah, well, to a friend, I think it's important for people to be clear about their intention and what their beliefs are, which often could be irrational beliefs. So I would really try to get out what it is, what their intention is, what is it that they're wanting to experience or achieve in that moment, and do they think that their approach is working for them? On a deeper level,
so you go up to them and go, "Hey, like, you're stressing out about everything. How's that working for you?" Like, that sort of thing.
Well, I wouldn't want to be judgmental in any way. So I would want to ask them what their experience is, and if that's the experience they want to be having, and then what could serve them better in this moment. And for people that aren't really connected to their higher self, which includes their values, knowing their strengths, that might be a difficult question. So when I'm working with clients, I really like to connect people to their purpose and passion. And purpose is all around values and strengths. So I do a lot of work in that area so that people have more of a compass, an internal compass. And it start to get, it's like going to the gym. On the one hand, we want to understand the gremlins, as I call them, which are those old tapes, and not push them away, but understand them.
And also have it in context of what are you really trying to achieve? Not like right this second, but it is an overall meaning in your life. Focus on that.
Exactly. So when the amygdala is triggered, when those old tapes come up, then you could be more of a third party observer in your head and actually have a choice point, as opposed to being sucked down the rabbit hole.
Well, that makes sense. All right. Well, this has been fantastic. Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. You can find me at steppingintomore.com, and of course on Facebook and Twitter, and all the other usual suspects.
Awesome. Steppingintomore.com. All right. Well, thank you very much, Rachel, for being on the show. This has been cool.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to The Brains Behind It. And remember to check out brainhackers.com for more. If you have a suggestion for the next interview or comment, please email editor@brainhackers.com. If you want a free 30-minute marketing consultation from Dave Farrow and his team, then email editor@brainhackers.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.